it?
Yes.
God knows where my head goes. Welcome back to Side Notes with me, Javonda.
Oh, you said Javonda.
There you go. And
Ashley,
this bitch. That's me. That's me. That has nothing to do with what I want to talk about, but it made me think about. Did you see that there's a documentary called Quiet on the Set, and it talks about like the abuse and stuff that Disney Nickelodeon kids went through, including that I don't know if he's a producer, but he's something that sexually abused Josh Bell. Drake Bell. Josh, but yeah, so it's on. You have my login.
Oh my god, I want to watch it.
It's on HBO, and you have my login for it. I'm gonna start it, so I think we should start like episode 1 or 2.
I'm actually down to fucking
watch
that.
And then we can go for it. But I like saw it, and it's like really skeevy shit. And then it was something like I saw a commercial talking about how there's some stuff in Nickelodeon that was like geared towards kids. Like they were having like something like splashed that looked like sperm on the one kid's face.
Oh my god!
And
what was they're just. Oh my god.
But now knowing behind the scenes of like the abuse that was happening, I'm like, ugh. So I want to watch it. I think they have 4 episodes out right now. But it's also crazy because I'm like, you hear about that really often for like a lot of these shows of like creepy ass men or even women that get into it so that they can just like abuse kids.
And so then what were these parents doing?
Well, that's the problem. And
I think they talk,
I think some knew and just cared like about money. I feel like that comes up a lot of, you know, some knew what was happening, but was like, my kids, like, look at Nick Carter, or not Nick, Aaron Carter, who talked about, like, his parents just used his money and, like, depleted it. Like, I think it happens more often than not, and you only have a few, like, sets of parents who really are, like, into it because their kid was into it and then, like, try to protect them. Because I remember, like, T and Tamara did an interview, and they're like, our parents were really adamant, like, they were on set with us.
Cute.
They made sure to, like, invest our money. They made sure that, like, we had, like, outside pursuits and things. And I'm like, it really does. My girl Hillary Duff, whatever her parents were doing, because
she's turned out really well. Honestly, and I do fuck with her. I don't know why when I was younger I just, like, thought she was, like, the worst fucking person. Like, I met her and she was mean to me. But, like, honestly, though, like, she... And I'm so mad that they canceled How I Met Your Father. Like, that show was... That was a really good show. Like, I actually really liked it.
The girl on it, I don't know what her name is on the show, but she's the Hispanic girl.
Oh, she's so cute.
She was on the show Kim and I used to watch, Secret Life of American Teenager, which was so fucking cringy,
no.
But that's her.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I only watched it because you and Charlotte would watch it.
Yeah, me and Charlotte both watched it, too. But, yeah, that's her. And
oh,
it was,
my God.
And I rewatched it recently, and I was like, wow, like, you know how you can rewatch Degrassi and it's like that, those episodes hold,
yeah.
Wait, no, it was really cringy. Like, the one episode, Amy was like, I'm a whore because I'm pregnant, and Ben was like, but you're my whore, and I'm like, no.
That's not bad.
No, yeah. It was just the way he said it, it was just not it,
oh.
Like, rewatching
like, that can,
it.
That can be cute.
Rewatching it, I'm like, wow, this is so cringy, like, Grace, who had sex for the first time, and then her dad died in a plane accident, so she blamed it on her having sex and refound herself with Jesus, and like, it was
that sounds like Degrassi.
Some of them, but like, Degrassi did it a little better.
Yeah, no, Degrassi fucking hits. I should rewatch that.
Like, Degrassi, it's on Max.
I think it's on Prime, too.
Probably. I mean,
yeah,
I started watching Station 19, which is like a sideshow of, because I finished Chicago 1, and I'm all caught up now, so now I'm actually watching episodes with real-time TV. Don't like it. Can't handle it, but I started watching Station 19, which is like a side show. It's like a spinoff of Grey's, and so there's a running joke, if you ever watch Grey's Anatomy, that like, they have the worst CGI, and like, still, like, I get it in 2005 when it was bad, but like, it is still, like, it's really bad. Like, you look at it, and you're like, what the fuck? So I was watching Station 19, and Jake was out here, and there was a bear attack, and this bear was so badly CGI. Jake was like, what the fuck? And I was like, it's a thing. I was like, it's just a thing.
I feel like that would make it more fun.
It really is. Like, it's the running joke of, at this point, I think Shonda, who, like, does the writer and all, I think she actively is just like, no, put the worst CGI in here, because, like, this bear looked like a fucking baby bear crawling towards
them,
and it, like, got up, and it was just ridiculous.
I love that. I think that would make it funnier. Kind of like 80s movies. Well, I mean,
yeah.
Like, back then, like, it was probably, like, the shit. When you rewatch it, it's like, oh my god, this is so bad. But it's so bad, it's good.
That's like when I watch Chucky, like I rewatched the original Chucky.
Oh my
Bro, he's not even scary. I was like, I would just punt that little shit. Like, really? Now I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I was terrified of Chucky, and now I was like rewatching it. And I'm like, he literally looks stupid as fuck. Like, I could just kick him across the room. Like, why?
The acting was not the best either.
No.
But that shit was good. Like, it was a fucking hit back
then. I think that's what I love, is rewatching stuff where you're like, the acting that you used to be like, yeah, I fucked with this. And then you watch it, you're like, wow. Wow.
Really bad. Well, I mean, I never watched Chucky when I was, younger. I think I literally just watched the first Child's Play. Probably within the last couple of years. What are you looking at?
Oh, so I can see your glasses from here, and I guess there's, like, a cat hair on it, and it looked like there was, like...
Oh, a cut.
Like, it looked like it was cracked, and I was did you fucking break your glasses?
Yeah, I'm mad.
I was, like, focusing on you, but, like, I noticed it, and I was like, oh my god, do I need to tell her glasses?
No, I think it's your cord. I can see it.
Oh, that... Okay, that tracks, because I really was concerned. I was like, oh my god, her fucking glasses.
It wouldn't surprise me, my dumbass.
I mean, just like, strat or no. No, I think the winner for, like, never knowing how to handle his glasses is Jake.
Oh yeah, Jake. Like, for sure. I'm not that bad.
Were you there?
I'm actually not bad at all. Boat? No, what the fuck?
So they all went swimming, you know how his dad has the pier, and they were going swimming, and he must have set them, like, on the boat, but, like, up higher. So then they got back, his glasses were gone, so, like, someone knocked them over. He went to a show the one time and broke his glasses.
That's how I broke mine.
Yeah.
I've only ever broken one pair of glasses that way.
Jake's broken so many. His one pair, it was before we were living together, but I was like, what the fuck happened? Because he had, like, duct tape on them. Like, he breaks those, he breaks headsets, like, he just is a struggle bus. Speaking of, so Jackie is visiting her mom, and she sent me that, like, she's cleaning out stuff for her mom, and her mom has this cool ass, it's like a glass coffee cup that's Flintstones, and, like, the handle is like a bone.
Neat.
And she was like, do you, and then there was a Batman one, she's like, do you need, and then there was a Lord of the Rings one, and I was like, I don't need them, but if you are getting rid of them, let me get that Flintstone and Batman cup,
because they're cool as shit.
Like, I was like, they are so cool. And then she found, like, all these Beanie Babies, and I was like, dude, people loved Beanie. Like,
I'm sure you could still sell those.
I'll let her know. But people, oh my seriously, god, like,
those will probably go for bank.
Beanie Babies, like, that was like a cult phenomenon.
Dude,
Beanie Babies.
Dude, it fucking was. It really, really was.
Like, it's kind of scary.
And they had like cases. I thought it was cute because, like, it had a little, like, their birth certificate.
Yeah.
Like, their birth date, their name, a little about themselves. Or not a birth certificate, I guess, like a profile.
I feel like toys just aren't that. Like, that's something I was talking about the other day with the baby, is I also want to be able to let him, like, I'm not always trying to entertain him. Like, even at this age, you try to, like, get him to do tummy time and this, but I, like, sometimes I'll let him just sit by himself. Like, obviously, I'm right here, but let him entertain himself, because I feel like that was something good from our childhood, is, like, we didn't have distractions of, like, the TV all the time, or a tablet or iPad. Like, sometimes we just have to fucking play by ourselves. And, like, I used to play the fuck out of Barbies and have whole ass storylines.
Oh my god, yes, I did too. I, like, used to play by myself all the time. That's all I had.
Yeah.
I just played alone.
And I feel like it's healthy, like, in a way of, like, you learn how to play. And you're also, because I was talking about this, I'm like, I don't want him to be one of those kids that, like, if someone's not entertaining him, he's losing his shit. Like, I want him to be able to just be bored sometimes. Like, you don't have to always be doing something to be entertained. Because I don't. Like, I could just be chilling here. Sometimes right. I sit and disassociate. Showers. I used to sit in the shower.
I still do.
I mean, I do sometimes. But, well, I take that back. Not really. Because right now, like, I'm showering while I have him. Now, if Jake's here, I fucking took out our hot water. Like, straight up. Like, I took a long ass shower. One, I was, like, shaving. And then I was shampooing and conditioning. But, like, I was like, oh shit, the water's getting cold. I was like, I gotta get my conditioner out. But I was fine with just, like, I can be by myself and be, like, doing nothing. Like, I don't have to do anything. And I feel like a lot of kids now, like, my nieces, I love them to death, but they're, anytime I'm like, oh, let's just, like, hang out, like, chill here, they're like, I'm bored. And I'm like, you don't have to be doing something every minute of your day. Like,
I feel like I remember I would say that a lot. Like, I'm bored.
Yeah, I feel like it's a kid
only
thing.
Boring, like, people get bored.
But, like, you figure it out. You're gonna read some motherfucking books.
I would play alone a lot, but for the most part, I really was at ASU's until the whole time.
Well, dude, I was cracking up because we read to him every night. And I guess everyone knows how Jake likes fucking dinosaurs. So we have, like, multiple dinosaur books. But, you know, dinosaurs have hard fucking names. Bitch, I'm gonna show you this book after this. It's like Goodnight Babysaur, and it's like naming all these dinosaurs. And me and Jake both, I spilled nail polish remover. That's what that is.
Oh, I was just making a triangle. But
it was like Goodnight Acliosaurus saw, and like me and Jake was like, I feel fucking stupid. So then we read another dinosaur book the next night, and it had like the same ones. And so we both were like, I was like, all right, we're going to have to get good at this when he, like, can really understand so that we sound, like, smart. But I was like,
yo, just put that shit in Google and then hit the little speaker button and then she'll pronounce it.
Well, it has it pronounced, like, underneath.
Yeah, but to hear it, put that shit in Google.
Like, I was cracking up. Jake was like, whoever wrote these, it was like, I want parents to look stupid. And I was like, I mean, for real, though, because you'd be trying to say it. You're like, I was like, I know how to say Brachiosaurus. Thank you.
Brachiosaurus.
Well, I learned that from Jurassic Park, which you finally watched the first one.
I did. I don't remember.
There's quite a few more. There's about six.
What the fuck? Six?
So there's the original series that has three. And then they brought it back with Jurassic World with Chris Pratt. And there's three of those.
I saw that one.
Yeah.
So, I think I saw the first one.
Six. That's a question. I think we've talked about this before, but, like, me and Jake have these hypotheticals. Well, I have hypotheticals and Jake just answers me. If they made a Jurassic Park, would you go?
No.
Thank you.
What do you mean?
Jake was like, fuck yeah. And I was like,
no, I fucking not.
It's the same as he's like, if they made a Titanic, he'd go on. I'm like, absolutely not.
They make literal movies about this. Like, I'm not doing that.
But I would go on a safari. But my problem is like, I'd see, like, a lion and I'd be like, it's friend size. It has paws.
Oh, hell,
and then I get
no.
Eat it.
I would be scared to even do a safari. I ain't doing none of that. I mean,
I'd do a safari.
I don't know. I'd be too scared.
Well, I'm saying this, but if the opportunity then presented itself, I feel like I'd be like, well.
No, I'd be too scared. I'm scared to do everything.
Bitch, I just watched an episode of Chicago Med. No. Chicago Fire. And the EMTs went, and this dude had a pizza, and I guess, like, his pizza had a fucking spider on it, and it was lodged in his throat, and they had to get, when I tell you, I can look at, like, gory, for some reason, like, a spider being found in my ear, my nose, is, like, one of my biggest, like, irrational fears. Like.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
I think that would be it. Like, I'd perish. I'd perish right there. Like, they'd be like, we got it out. I'm like, nope, I'm dead. Like, I'm dead. Like, I'm done. Because, like, just anything, like, crawling, like, that. And
no,
then Chicago Med had a snake in the girl's ear. She had, like, a baby snake, and it got in her ear. She's like, make sure you don't kill it. And I'm like, fucking kill it. It was her pet.
Oh, my God.
But let me tell you, if Michelle was tiny like that, and that bitch crawled in my fucking ear,
nope.
Jake, she's not gonna have a head. Like, she's done.
No, exactly.
Like, shit, if she got out now and was, like, trying to kill me, I'm like, you're done, though. It's birth control.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But I never...
Which, can I just... We're going to side note again. I don't know who decided that, like... I get that they always do the pill as, like, the first option. But as a teenager, I remember that was the first thing I took ever was the pill. And I did not take... Like, I would not take it and remember because you were supposed to take it at the same time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that should not be the first option for fucking teenagers because they're fucking stupid. Like, now, bitch, I have an alarm for my Lexapro, my birth control. Like, I need to get more candy.
Well, you're much wiser.
I am much wiser. But I'm just like, who decided that that's the first choice? Because, no.
Melon. Great.
Next time you come to my house, I'll send you money and you can stop at the store and get me candy for that. Because I told Jake we need more candy for our candy dish. And he was like, no. And I was like, you suck. Because I want candy. But I did think we should do a fun segment of what has it been like for you to see me become a mom? Because out of every, like, of all of our friend group and all, you've known me the longest. So, like, you literally watched me be a mean ass kid in elementary school to, like, a mean ass bitch in high school. To just a bitch.
To now a bitch with a baby.
A bitch with a baby.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't really think it. It's just you. Like, I don't think anything of it.
I feel like it's like you and Brooke said because I mobbed everyone that it's not, like,
different. I mean, it is different, but, like, I don't. At first, it was weird.
Like, just seeing me. Well, I remember when you came and saw me when I was pregnant.
That shit was weird.
It is weird. Pregnancy is weird. It's very weird. Like, and I can't even describe of how your mind kind of just, like, gets you where you're like, whoa. And then I don't think about it until, like, when, like, you came and, like, Rachel came and you were like, holy shit, like, you have a belly. And I'm like, I just didn't, like.
It's because this happens, I'm sure, like, gradually. So, like, you're getting bigger, you don't notice.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't. And then even now, like, I look at pictures and I was like, oh, I didn't really, my face wasn't puffy. And then I look at pictures of, like, right before I gave birth and I was like, no wonder girl was fucking dying when she was walking. Like, my face was puffy. My life was puffy. Goddamn. But it is weird. And that's why I was like, I wonder how it is for you. Because I'm like, you've been pretty much the person who knew me the longest of it. And then now see that, like, there's this tiny.
I don't know. I think it just. I don't know. I don't think it's weird anymore. I don't know.
I mean, you did hold him.
I did a few times.
Yeah. You're, like, really on it. I like that when Kevin held him standing up, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what he was even thinking about doing that, but, I mean, whatever.
I mean, it's like you said, like, it was cute, Jake trying to give you, like, that speech of, like, he's not that delicate, like, you got it, like, it was really cute when he was, like, giving you a whole speech of it.
It's different. Once he starts using a little bit more once he gets more muscle.
You sound like my father-in-law, because he was holding him, and he's like, all right, you're doing better with your head, this is a lot better than, because he met him at, like, we didn't have any visitors for 2 weeks, just to kind of, like, get used. So he met him when he was probably, like, about 2.5 weeks old, and he really had no control. He's like, this is wild. He's like, we're still not ready to be my fishing buddy yet. And I'm like,
oh, that's so cute. What does he want to be called?
He's Grandpa.
Oh, just straight Grandpa? That's fucking boring.
Yeah, he's Grandpa.
He chose that?
Yeah. But I said, I mean, if he ends up, whatever. Like, if he ends up calling them something different, like, call whatever, but, like, my dad's Pop-Pop, my mom's Mom-Mom, and then my mother-in-law is, she goes between Grammy and Grandma, and so I'm just like, whichever one, like.
I don't know, Grandma and Grandpa are just so basic, like, give me something cute.
Well, that
like
was.
Like, Granny, or, like.
Well, that's what I was gonna say, you had Granny and Nana. And then, like, my friend Shannon and Kim, they have Maw-Maw and Nanu.
That is so white, Maw-Maw.
Yeah.
That is.
But they had Nanu and Maw-Maw. And then, like, I always, because mine was, my grandfather was Pop-Pop, but my grandma was just Grandma. And, yeah. Like, everyone
called her Grandma. I like Pop-Pop. I think that's cute, but I know he already has Pop-Pop, but I like Pop-Pop.
Yeah, Pop-Pop's cute.
I love Pop-Pop. No, that's stupid. I won't even know. I feel like. I don't even know what to call a grandfather. Like, I feel like grandmothers have, like, cool varieties.
Yeah, grandfathers don't. They really have, like, grandpa, grandfather, and pop. Or pop-pop.
You know what's cute? Chris, like, my Uncle Chris, like, his grandparents, he used to call his grandmother honey.
That's cute.
It was like, hey, honey.
Kris Jenner, they, all of her grandkids call her lovey. And I don't remember how it started, but, like, they call her lovey. And that's, like, that's her, like.
But name. I think, yeah, honey. I thought honey was really cute. I still think it's cute.
No, I really do like that. I feel like it's interesting because also you could sit here, like, I could be like, oh, Pop-Pop or whatever. But, like, when he gets older and starts talking, he might call them something completely different. Like,
what do you?
If that's, like, how he learns words and just calls them that. Like, I feel like for my parents, it's a little different because of my nieces and nephews that he'll be, like, he'll hear them saying it, so he might repeat it. But, like, he might not call Roxanne, like, grandma, he come up with something on his own, right? Just like when Jake was like, whatever name he's calling you, Tia, Ashley. I was like, Jesus Christ.
He is such a fucking hater. Let me try to be like, let me do what I gotta do. I lived in Mexico for 11 years, okay?
I mean, I feel like Tia's cute.
I think it's cute.
Tia and Tio are cute to me. Like, I really have always thought, like, because, you know, we don't have, I mean, I'm half white, half black. We don't have really cool names. But, like, Tia just sounds cute.
It is.
So it's just, like, aunt, aunt, like, just,
I mean,
boring.
Or, you know what else is cute? My, Brooke's mom,
yeah.
They call her Gigi.
Oh, I do like Gigi. Gigi's cute. I think that's, the other Brooke's mom got called that, too.
Oh, really?
I think so. But I think that's cute. Gigi's cute. I think we showed the episode before of fucking Family Feud, where it was like, what's another name for mom? And the lady was like, mama. And then the next one was like, mame. And he's like, how do you spell that? And she's like, M-A-M-A. And he's like, but like, I do feel like you have a lot more options
right.
for it. Where it's like, it's different.
Happy.
I mean, okay. I know you hate it, but I told Jake, I was like, I want to be called mom. Like the British, like,
yeah,
mom.
That's, no.
I love it. I love it. But like, it's whatever he ends up fucking calling me. It's.
He just calls you Javonda.
Yeah, he just ended up calling me. He's like, yo, Javonda.
Oh my god,
his
I
first words.
Die.
Yo, Javonda. What did Jake the other day was saying, so our friends came over and I was taking his headshot for like work, and their daughter was meeting him. And Jake was like just telling a story, and like, you don't realize until you're around kids how much you cuss. And I just didn't realize, like, Jake had said fuck like 8 times. I was like, that's gonna be Parker's first fucking word. He's gonna be like, fuck, because me and him
or
both
maybe
say
not.
It.
Because, like, I grew up with a bunch of fucking cussers, and I didn't literally start cussing until, like, 18 or 19.
You were 18. I remember. I was there.
Like,
it was
a
big deal.
So, it's like, maybe he'll be that type. Like, I just thought it was icky. I thought it was just...
Yeah. I mean, I do wish... Now, don't get me wrong. I love a good cuss word and something, but I do wish I didn't, like, cuss as much as I do.
Oh, I don't care.
Like, I don't care, but I also am kind of just, like...
Because I know when to do it and when not to do it. Like, obviously, if I'm at work, I don't do it.
No, bitch. I did it at work the one
when
day.
When you're talking to clients? Or
I was talking to clients. I was talking to...
If I'm talking to my coworkers,
I forgot it. No, it was someone that came there, and I, like, had said shit, and my boss was like, you didn't even notice, and I was like, damn. And I'm like, normally I do good with it. But I do think, especially since the pandemic, and then, like, coming back from being fully remote to being in office, it changed it for me, where I'm, like, I didn't notice that I would, like, slip it in there. Because especially when I was, like, the manager and fully remote, I didn't always have to talk to anyone. Like, yeah, I talked to my team, but that was, like, once a month or if they needed me. But I was, like, mainly doing, like, reports and handling, like, other meetings that I could, like, mute myself on a meeting and be like, y'all fucking bitches. And so, like, I was like, oh, that and, like, my face.
Mm-hmm.
I had to really, being back in office, work on, like, my facial expressions. Because being home, I could just turn my camera off and be like, y'all fucking dumbass.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah. And then being in the office, I'm like, I have to remember that people can see me. Smile. Just for it. Because, like, I hated that. Like, I still do. I still hate being in the office just because I'm like, I'm not built for that anymore. Like, I'm just not. Like, the fact that you, I mean, I know your job is different, but, like, the fact that you go in every time and, like, you have to
it's
be around people.
It's the literal worst.
It's, I don't like it. Like,
I don't either.
I can handle, like, okay, phone calls or, like, virtual meetings, but I'm like, I do not like to, like, everyone's like, oh, by the end of your maternity leave, you're going to want to be, like, back at work. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go back. Everyone's like, and you're going to want to be out of the house. I'm like, no. Like, even now, like, I mean, he's good to go out of the house. And I said, but we've taken him out twice. And the third time's going to be, like, the second time was your house, which I feel like that's going to be, like, a second home to him. Like, I'm going to be there, so he's going to be there. So it's not, like, anything crazy. But, like, we took him to a restaurant, and we're going to lunch tomorrow.
What restaurant you took him to?
The Das Beers. The brewery when we went with Sean and Kim earlier this month. And
not,
then we're going to Red
right.
Brook tomorrow.
Oh my god, fun.
It was Zoe's idea. She was, so we were supposed to do all, so I take my friends, I take Sean and Kim's family pictures, and what we're going to do is, like, when we do theirs, we're going to do ours.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. Well, it's supposed to fucking rain, like, all day tomorrow. So we were like, oh, well, we won't do them. Well, Zoe was like, can we still get lunch? And I was like, hell yeah, girl, we can still get lunch. And we were going to do Chili's, because I'm like, they're a family of four. It's just easier. Chili's
mm-hmm.
has good deals. And she was like, can we go to the fire truck place?
Aww.
I was like,
you're
it's
like,
a fire truck place. Well, Jake's like, what's a fire? And I was like, she means Red Brick. And he's like, it's a fire. And I was like, Jake, yes, they have, like, a fucking fire truck. And my husband pays no attention. But she likes it because, like, on Friday nights in the Avenue, they have, like, live bands and stuff. So, like, they've went
really?
Before. Yeah, we should go. And so she likes going there because they've went there before.
I like going there. I want to go to the fire truck place.
Yeah, so you want to come?
When, tomorrow?
Yeah. We're going at 12.
Oh, in the afternoon?
Yeah.
That's fucking perfect.
Yeah. You want to go?
I'm down.
Okay, meet us there.
I'm down.
Or do you want to come here earlier and then go with me? Cause so Jake and I are driving separate. He's going to help his mom after.
Oh, that would be cool. Cause then I can have a couple, and then by the time we get back,
yeah, you can just go here. Yeah, just like get here at like.
Cause Kevin works tomorrow, so that'll be fine. It's not like he'll be home.
Yeah, just come here at like 11:30, or
I'll go to Home Depot in the morning.
Get a key. Get,
that too. I was gonna get paint.
Get a paint, but get a key. And you could go to Home Depot right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
I don't even know what color. I want to paint the cabinets.
I kind of want to paint my wall. Like, let's do it. Made me want to paint my wall.
Let's fucking do it. I'll do it for you.
Well, if we do it, I'm saying if because I have to figure out a color, I would want to do it like, when it's warmer so that we have the windows open, especially with him.
I need to give you back your, or Jake's special paintbrush that his grandpa, I didn't even use it. I was scared.
You could use it.
No, I didn't use it at all.
You can bring it back.
But I have it.
No, let me tell you, this is one thing I will say for sure about, like, older generations. I have a lot of complaints about some older generations because sometimes I'm like, y'all, like, they like to be like, we raised our grandkids. No, bitch, we were outside. Y'all just were like, go outside for 16 fucking hours and don't die. But his grandpa, for real, rest his soul, he did not play when it came to, like, stuff that he needed. Like, he had multiple shop vacs. He has those paintbrushes that are, like, super fucking nice that we have now that have, like, held on. He had a whole tool set thing that Jake ended up getting.
That was such a grandfather thing to do back then.
Wasn't it? Like, it's such a, like...
Because mine did, too.
He had fucking propane. That was, like, a full tank that we got 2 years ago that just ran out. Like, he had so much, like, dude stuff. And, like, he just had an abundance of it. Like, I remember, I think Dan was here. My father-in-law was here one time. And he was like, Jake was saying he needed something. And he's like, I'm pretty sure I have that from Dad. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Did his grandmother work?
No. Well, yes, she worked at a grocery store, but, like, part-time.
Okay, so I feel like that was how it was back then, because grandfathers...
just did it.
They were, like, Papa Do-Alls, like, literally, like, because Pop-Pop had the whole fucking workbench in the basement, like, all the tools, like, literally, he had everything, he
fixed
everything.
But it's weird, because it was, like, our grandparents, but then it's, I feel like our parents...
Right.
That skipped out.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant, like, our grandparents, because that is such a grandparent thing, and then, like, because that was the thing back then, like, the father would provide, and then, like, the mom could work, like, granny, she cleaned houses, but that wasn't, like, and then she actually worked at Wawa for a little bit.
But I feel like, good for granny, and even, like, Miss Hazel, my grandmother-in-law who's passed, I feel like they also wanted to have their own money, like, just even a little bit, like, for it, which is smart, because especially their generation, that wasn't encouraged. But it's weird, because I mean, rest my pop-pop's soul, I don't really remember, like, he died when I was 7, so, like, I vaguely, but I feel like he had a lot of that stuff. He loved trains. I do remember that. Like, he would put, like, toy trains together.
Why is that such a fucking grandma thing?
But then I feel like now, thinking about, like, my kids' grandparents, like, I love my dad to death, but I've never seen that man put something together. Like, shout out Dad if you listen, I think you do. I've never seen him put something together, and... Dan puts stuff together. I do feel like Dan puts stuff together. But, like, I'm thinking about whenever he has kids. Like, Jake does not put shit together. He's going to know that grandma is because, like, right. I'm the one out here, like,
Kevin's dad together. Does. Tom. Good old Tom. He does, or Tommy. I don't know what he goes by. But anyway, like,
just realize, I don't think I've ever known, like, I feel like I've heard Kevin's dad's Tom's... name before, but I never had paid attention to that.
Anyway, he's like that. Tom. He has, like, every fucking tool, but, like, the good shit, too. Like, he doesn't get the cheap stuff. Like, I feel like he's that type of grandpa. Like, because he's an electrician, and that's what he does for a living. So, like, he will...
Yo.
He's that type.
When's he in town again?
I don't know.
Because we have... Our GFI? GFC? Whatever. The outlet's on our porch. Like, something's up with them. And Jake was saying, like, how we need an electrician. And I did not realize...
He's like a hella electrician.
I'm just gonna put the boys in message and be like, by the way, Jake, Kevin's dad is an electrician.
You should, or I can ask Kevin. But, like, because ours are like that too. The porch light outside doesn't work.
Oh, see, when we got here, ours didn't, and then that was something we put in, like, when we bought the house. Because when you go through buying a house, like, you can put, hey, this needs to be fixed. And it was like, the front light, which I kind of was like, it doesn't matter. And Jake's like, no, we're going to do this. But it was like the front light.
Yeah, that needs to be.
Those two windows, like, didn't close all the way. Our dishwasher was leaking. And it was like one other thing. Oh, the doorbell didn't work, which doesn't even matter now because we have a regular fucking doorbell.
But, it's so
but like, they fixed it. they fixed all of those. But it's because Jake likes to use, well, he doesn't like to use it. I just have bitched enough that he does. When he cuts the grass, he uses his leaf blower to, like, get rid of the excess grass because I hate it being there. And last time he cut the grass before it got, like, really cold, it wouldn't work for our front or back one. Like, our outlets out there aren't working.
Weird.
That's what I said. So he, you know, he went on a mission to Home Depot. Like, it was a whole thing.
For what? Like, what is he gonna...
He got the little, like, I think it's a GFI. Steve, like, working hour,
right,
does, like, electricity or not. Like, he does BG and stuff, and he's probably gonna be cussing me out in this episode, because I think it's a GFI. It might not be. But, like, to test it.
Okay.
And, like, it wasn't showing, like, it would do it. I don't know. He... When Jake says he's going to Home Depot, I expect it's the same thing that when he knows that I'm saying I'm going to Barnes & Noble's. Is, don't ask questions. I may come home with a lot of stuff. I may come home with nothing. But I'm probably going to spend, like, a good hour or two in there just, you know, enjoying my time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went with him to Home Depot one time, and I was like, oh, now I understand why you don't want to go to Barnes & Noble with me. Because he's, like, checking every fucking aisle. And I was like, we came in for this. Like, we have this. This is in the cart. Why are we? And he's like, well, I might need it. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's... Does Kevin do that? Like, does Kevin have a store that, like, he goes to and he's like...
The fucking grocery store.
Good for him, though. You know what? Good for... Jake likes grocery shopping now. Like, because he took over it while I leave. And I was like, oh, well, I could start, like, going. Because I could just hit the one up on my way from work or whatever. On the days that he's picking up a baby. And he was like, no, I like grocery shopping. And I was like, you know what? Good for you. You could go. Because, like, I'm not a good grocery shopper. I will go in with my list, and then I also leave with 30 other things that, like, logistically I did not need.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? You go in. Take over grocery shopping. I was like,
I'm like that, too. Like, I just want to go and get my shit. But, like, Kevin, he, like, looks at everything. Like, looks at all the ingredients. Or, like, he just, like, oh, my God, like... Sometimes I'd just be standing there, I'm like, just pick one.
Jake had come home, and, like, so, you know how they have the ground beef and, like, ground turkey and, like, the round, like, packet for it? He was like, so, look, they have this much fat, it's this much, it was this 99 for it, which is different than the one in here. And
Kevin.
Whole thing, and I'm like, meanwhile, he's telling me this, and I'm, like, feeding the baby, and I'm like, I really need to shower, and I'm just like, I hate to interrupt you right now, I know you're really excited about all this. I was like, but can you put that the fuck away so I can go shower? Like, I was like, I got nothing to do.
Right.
But he loves it, too. Look, we'll just send them to the grocery store together. And he's like, thank you. But he's also good at, like, he does not ever get, like, he'll get, like, one or two, like, random things. But, like, I'll go in Audi's, and they have, like, the candy little section or, like, the new cereals. And I'm like, oh, well, we need to try this.
Oh, yeah, I'm bad at that.
No, he's just, like, he gets his same thing. That white cheddar popcorn, that's his fucking shit. He will get that every time. But he never, like, I'm always like, oh, he's going to come home with, like, something that we didn't put on the list. Like, oh, no. He gets the list. That's
it.
That's
good.
No, it's
good
great.
Quality.
It's great for our budget, but sometimes I'm like, live a little. I was like, you didn't see those little chocolate squares over there, the dark chocolate? You don't want to throw them bitches in your cart? No.
Oh, yeah, I'm bad at throwing things in there that I don't need.
For real. That's why, as much as I hate using Amazon, I've been doing that where I'm like, I'm getting exactly what we need and just putting it in Amazoning it, because I'm like, if I go to Target, I know I'm not coming out alive. I'm gonna find stuff for the baby. I'm going to find random shit for me. I do need to go there because I need a new eyebrow pencil before I start back at work. Yeah.
Let's go right now. What time is it?
Bitch, you do not have a lot of time. We'll discuss it later. But we could go after or before lunch tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Because we'll be in that area. But I find things that we need. Or I'll even, like, and Jake... Again, Jake is the type of person, I think Kevin's the same way. If he wants something, he buys it. Like, it's so hard. Like, I hate shopping for him because he doesn't like a lot of stuff or want a lot of stuff. But if he wants it, he fucking buys it. Especially, I will tell you, November, that man is like, oh, I'm going to buy this. I'm going to buy that. And I'm like, you do know you have a birthday and Christmas. Like,
right.
Like, but I'll find shit in there. I'll be like, I found these hot sauce, like, boxers that I was like, that's a fun gift. So, he's like, why'd you give me boxers? And I was like, just thinking of you.
Why?
Like, just thinking of you at the store. Like, having a good day. He was like, I mean, thank you. And he's like, I didn't need it. I'm like, I just go past stuff. And I'm like, wow, he could use this. He couldn't use it, but he could.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do want to go to Target. I haven't been to Target in such a long time. 12 or 5. potentially.
We totally could if we just, like, go real quick. I'm down to just bob around. Yeah. Like, we can drive separately.
Let's do it tomorrow.
No, let's do it now.
Let's do it tomorrow, because he's going to wake up, and I don't want to be that person with him screaming. And as much as I don't care about putting my boot in his mouth in public, it's a lot.
I get it.
It's a lot. Which, I also do not care about that at all. I've never cared. Like, I've always been like, okay, people breastfeed in public, I don't care. But, like, I thought I was going to be more, like, timid of doing it. And now I'm like, nah, fuck no. He's crying, I'm feeding my kid. Fight me. Like, dare someone to say something to me. I'm going to bring out the fucking ninth grade Javonda, who would be like, what? Like, she's ready to fucking fight someone.
Obviously, like, I don't care.
But you've never seen?
I've seen it. It's just, I don't know. I feel like it should be covered.
I mean, cover it. Like, I'm not covering his face, I think is the difference.
I don't know why. It's just, like, weird to me. Like, if I'm out in public and I see somebody doing that, I'm just like, put a blanket.
See, I don't know. I don't put a blanket over his face, but, like, I will.
But, like, you know.
Yeah, like, I'll put it over me.
Be a little modest or something.
Yeah, I will put it over me, but, like, I don't know how it's going to work in the summer because I'm, like, when it's hot. Because even now, sometimes I'm sweating. But I think it's weird because, one, our previous generation, like, our parents, I don't feel like any of them breastfed. It wasn't a thing. Like, my mom didn't. My sister didn't even.
I don't even know what I did.
And I also feel like, at least for me, because me and Rachel talk about this, I know my body was meant to make milk. However, seeing it, it's a mind fuck. Like, I'm like, wow, I went all these years with these yitties, and, like, one, they're bigger now. I have a stretch mark on my boob. I was really excited about that. I was like, wow. I came out to tell Jake, I was like, Jake, I got a stretch mark. Like, my boobs are big. And he was like, okay. I'm like, you don't understand. But it's strange to see your body, like, produce food for another person. Like, it is very, like,
it's just weird as fuck, like, making a human. Like, what the fuck do you mean?
That too.
Being progenit has got to be the weirdest thing.
It
is. The entire planet.
I feel like it's, the best way to explain it is the whole time I didn't think that I was having a kid. Does that make sense? Like, until he started, like, after, like, 21 weeks moving, those first 21 weeks, like, I knew I was pregnant. I physically saw sonograms, but I was like, there's not a kid in there. And then even up until, like, when he came, I still was like, there's not, like, a human. Like, it just didn't, like, register until when I had him. And then I was like, wow, I really carried a fucking human. I made balls. Jake always, I was like, I made a penis. Like, I did that. But, like, even producing milk, like, it's just a strict, like, now, I'm like, I could care less. Like, it's not as weird to me. But at first, like, when I first started breastfeeding, I was like, I am making milk.
The whole pregnancy thing is fucking weird.
I mean, it is crazy. Like, and I try to give people, like, when they ask about it, I'm like, it's hard to give advice for it because, one, everyone's pregnancies are so different. Like, not one person's pregnancies I've ever heard have had similar ones. And I was like, same with birth. But I was like, you might feel differently. Like, I know some people who hated being pregnant. Like, love their kid, are great parents, but hated being pregnant. I know other people who absolutely loved being pregnant. I was like, mm-hmm. I was in between. Like, some days I was like, I'm sick, I'm over it. But then other days, like, even now, I miss him being in my belly. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the, but nothing is the same.
What, like, do you miss, though? Like, what is it that you're missing?
I think I miss that, he was secure in here. Like, now it's like, when he bumps his head, it was like, I knew he was safe because he was just in me. And plus, it's weird. Me and my friend Liz were talking about this, who she had her daughter 3 months before me. You miss, like, their kicks and the little, like, just feeling them inside of you. You miss it. I told you, I was like, I looked bloated as hell, but I looked and I was like, I miss my belly. But I do not want to be pregnant again anytime soon. Like, for real, I do not. But it's weird. Like, it's a weird thing where you don't expect it, that you just miss mm-hmm. that being inside you. But then I also am, like, obsessed with he's growing so much. So it's very strange. Like, it's the best way to is, like, both, like, yes and no answers. Like, everything's right. Like, I miss him being here, but I also love that he's out. I didn't love being pregnant my first trimester. I was sick as fuck. But I also miss, like, him growing, and it's very weird. And then now it's even weirder because I'm like, we're not meant to leave our kids. Like, I'm going to be 100. First of all, any parent who is left, like, well, besides the giving up for adoption, but, like, parents who actively are, like, shitty parents, especially moms. I get how dads could be like, I'm out, just because it's different. But, like, now, I'm like, I cannot imagine growing him and then not doing everything in my power to, like, do the best for him, make sure life is good, like, all of that. But I do not understand.
Priorities.
That's true. But I just don't get it of, like, how you could give birth to a little tiny human and then be like, they're fine. Let me just go sit them. I'll smoke in the room with them. Let me, like, I just don't get it. And I try to figure out, like, how, I think I always knew, I think I've always known I wanted to be a mom, but I didn't realize how much of, like, now that I am a mom, I kind of want to go back to the 50s housewife thing where I just have, like, a side income and that's it. Like, and I never thought I'd be that way. I always was like, oh, I'm going to be, like, a career mom where I, like, have my kid, they'll go to daycare, but I'll have, like, now I'm like, I don't care. I could, you want to go back to the 1950s? I'll just be home. I'll fucking make bread and clean the house all day.
I mean, I want to do that now. I don't want to work.
Yeah, I'm kind of over it. Like, I want to work, but it'd be, like, a side hustle of, like, what I wanted to do.
Right, like, where... I want to work because I want to, not because I have to. Like,
yeah.
If I want to work one day a week just because, like, I want to work, I don't... This working because I have to bullshit is not cute.
For real, though. Especially because everything is so expensive, and I'm like, I overall don't have, like, a super expensive lifestyle, but, like, I like some finer things, and it kind of sucks, like.
Yeah, I had a certain way of living when I was in California, just because, like, we had cheap-ass rent, I was making decent money, so, like, I had a lot of extra cash, so I was doing dumb shit, and now here, things are different, like, our rent's more expensive, and I'm just like, damn, like, I really had a way of living.
Yeah. Well, that's even with, like, having him now. Luckily, and shout out to anyone who's fucking pregnant, when you do your shower, do a diaper raffle and, like, a wipe thing, because we have not, we had to buy wipes now, but we have not had to buy diapers.
That's
for
fantastic.
Him. But even that, like, now when I go to the store, my first thought isn't me, like, getting XYZ. It's like, oh, I could get, first of all, my child does not need any more fucking clothes, but why does my ass, last time I went to Walmart, I was like, well, let me look at the clothes, like,
what? And it's so funny because I know you had literally just told me that he doesn't need any more clothes, but then,
and you bought him.
Well, because it showed up on my Amazon, you know, it's like things you might like, and it, like, showed up, and I'm like, oh my god, that is something I might like.
I mean, it's fine because, like, babies do grow fast as shit, so who knows, he could end up, like, growing like a weed and needing these other outfits. I mean, he does have, like, a lot of fucking outfits. And he has a lot of shoes. But I automatically go in, like, thinking of, like, I'm like, oh, well, maybe. Or, like, they'll get me with, like, he has a sun thing for his window now.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, he didn't need that because it's been bright as shit.
That's,
and I was
different.
Like, you getting bright. But, like, I go in and I'm like, ooh, he needs this. Or, and I feel like it's between him and the cats. I'm like, well, the cats need new treats because it's been a big change for them. Like, there's a baby.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So then I'm, like, wanting to get them shit. And it is crazy how much, like, it changes it. But everything's so, like, I'm like, shit was so much cheaper for our age. And it's insane how much more expensive it is.
Dude, I'm so glad, too, because there ain't no way I would have survived. $20, I could fill up my gas tank and get a snack. Literally. And I would have extra.
$10, and I could get a full fucking meal at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, dude, $10. I don't even fucking play a Burger King one of those bubbles.
Burger King, fucking Taco Bell.
Everything was a dollar. Like, most fast food places were a dollar. Like,
yeah.
You could get most, unless it was, like, a meal or, like, a specialty sandwich, like, cheeseburger, double cheeseburger, fucking dollar. Dollar fries. Like, nugs.
Even the mall. We used to get those.
Even the mall. Your, no, but for real,
drinks,
though.
And now they're, like, $1.50.
Yeah. Shit was, like, what, 50 cents a
yeah.
quarter? Like,
yeah.
Hello.
That's how we survived the mall. Just get this big ass drink walking around.
Like, I didn't have any money. Like, even when we went to the mall, I never ever had money. But, like, I always
had 50 cents.
Yeah, I could always find 50 cents. I could always get 50 cents and get at least a big ass drink of whatever the fuck. I don't know.
It is crazy. It's just like,
I forgot.
But you know what's
about COVID?
You know what's great? Oh, I don't ever forget about COVID.
Kobu.
Oh, shit. I was like, I never forget about Kobu.
I don't know. I was just thinking of, like...
Oh, yeah. We need to do her. Well, we'll wrap this up, but I was going to say, one place that's never failed me, library. They're still a great place.
I'm a nerd.
I am a fucking nerd. But you know what's nice is you don't have late fees anymore. That's nice.
That is tight.
That is nice. I don't know what happens if you just never give a book back. But
I guess find out. Look around and find out.
But we are going to be more consistent. If you guys haven't, go watch Quiet on the Set. We're going to watch it. Maybe, do you think we should do, like, an episode and then review, or do, like, two episodes and review?
Let's just do one.
Like, do one and review it. Okay, so we will review it. You guys watch it, too. Obviously, if you've ever had sexual abuse or anything, it's going to be a trigger warning for that. But I do feel like it's kind of sad, but there's a lot of things in our childhood that are coming out that were, like, not good for the people involved.
Mm-mm.
But we will be back next week, watching Quiet on Set, and like, follow, subscribe, and we will see you next week, or hear you, whatever.
Bye.
Bye.